Even if you're not an official kid anymore, it still looks fun. Racing down Constitution Avenue on Capitol Hill, as young race drivers did this weekend in the 76th Annual Greater Washington All-American Soapbox Derby.
We're going to have stock lineup.
The boys and girls race in pairs in three different divisions. Rising sixth graders Liv Pennington of Haymarket, Virginia, and Ian Jameson of Hollywood, Maryland say it feels awesome.
When you're going down the hill, it's very exhilarating and your heart rate gets going.
It's really fun going fast because all the wind is in your face. You're having your own version of something that only you can do.
When you go down, mostly you hear is the wheels. It's like a low rumble. Yeah, it's like...
The kids aim for the finish line with the hope of reaching the Soapbox Derby Finals in Akron, Ohio. 12-year-old Dawson Hoover of Pasadena, Maryland is a veteran racer.
If you're in it and you really want to win, you work on your car, you're always with your car, you have a better chance of winning because you just have your mind set on winning.
And 10-year-old Advi Vallavan of Haymarket, Virginia is racing for the first time.
I just want to win. I just straight up want to win.
It's one of the few sports that girls and boys race against each other.
Put a fifth car on the trailer with heat.
Co-director of the Greater Washington Soapbox Derby, Mike Harrington, says girls began racing in 1971. There have been few other changes in more than 80 years.
In the background, they're setting up the scale.
Cars must carry equal weight, like horse racing. And by the way, the kids wear goggles donated by Croups of Laurel, Maryland, a company making horse racing goggles since 1947.
Because they're engineered for jockeys, so they fit kids very well.
Everybody got a heat sheet, right?
Parents play important roles at Soapbox Derby, from overseeing the race to running the lunch table. Kim Pennington of Haymarket, whose two children compete, says it's a family day without Snapchat, Instagram, and video games.
It's an entire Saturday that is electronic free. When we're out here, it's about the cars, mingling, no electronics.
Once you get up to the top of the hill, you swap your wheels.
The cars are built by the kids with help from grown-ups, and there's an active trade in used cars, which the kids refurbish. On race day, predictably, rookies are nervous, veterans seem confident.
I don't know how it's going to be, and like, I have all these thoughts buzzing my head.
Try hard, and most of the kids who don't really care aren't the kids who aren't competitive, aren't the kids who's going to win.
One thing striking about the day-long race heats on Capitol Hill are all the busy grown-ups. Parents and grandparents pitching in, weighing cars, setting the course, older brothers and sisters helping with the race cars. Soapbox Derby has a long tradition of family teamwork. Billy Rail of Mechanicsville, Maryland, first raced with his brother and dad in 1967.
I tell you something that my dad told me a long time ago. One kid gets in the car, however, the whole family's involved. So the whole family's actually in the car, but only one kid gets to drive it down the hill.
Dick Iuliano, WTOP News.